6,000 years ago, St. Paul Island looked about the same, except for one big difference. There were mammoths, and it's not like they swam there. Penn State University's Russell Graham says they walked on the Bering Land Bridge.
As the glaciers melted, the water in the ocean started to rise, and in this process, a group of mammoths were isolated on the island.
For a while, it seemed like a good strategy for survival. Without predators, mammoths on St. Paul survived thousands of years longer than many other mammoths around the world. But eventually, they met their end. And Graham and a team of scientists wanted to know exactly when that happened.
We were able to actually pinpoint when the mammoths did go extinct. It wasn't like, well, we think at this time. We actually know.
Graham's team analyzed a sediment core from a lake on the island. They examined ancient DNA and three species of fungal spores that grow on the dung of large animals. All the evidence pointed to one culprit in the mammoth's extinction: not enough fresh water. As the sea level rose, St. Paul shrunk. Some lakes were lost to the ocean, and a more arid climate caused other freshwater sources to evaporate. As island dwellers, Graham says these mammoths were especially vulnerable.
A change in the climate of the magnitude that caused this extinction on the mainland probably would have been insignificant. But because the animals and plants are restricted to the island, and particularly smaller islands, this little change came together with a whole series of things to create a perfect storm that did cause the extinction.
And in the small world of paleoecology, the findings are a really big deal.
What's especially powerful about this study is that you have completely independent lines of evidence that all back up the same story.
That's University of Maine's Jacqueline Gill. As an Ice Age ecologist, she studies the past to put modern-day environmental problems like climate change in context. Since climate change and extinction have happened before, scientists can use what they know about various species' responses to help protect today's biodiversity. Some might say 6,000 years ago is ancient history, but in geological time, it isn't. While mammoths roamed St. Paul Island, Gill says ancient Egyptian civilization was well underway.
When you tell someone, like, you could have had a mammoth-drawn chariot if things had gone differently, you know, I think it makes them think a little bit differently about Ice Age ecology and how relevant this work is to the environmental problems we're facing right now.
The change in climate that claimed the mammoths of St. Paul has struck again, but this time it's human-driven. In June, a small Australian rodent became extinct, driving home Graham's point that island populations are extra vulnerable. And Graham says it's not just the rising sea levels that should concern islands and coastal communities. Take a look at Florida.
They may be looking out, you know, waiting for the water to come up and inundate the peninsula. But in reality, they maybe should be looking behind themselves, because they're probably going to face other issues like freshwater availability before that actually happens.
The vulnerability of island populations is one lesson from the 72-foot-long sediment core. There could be more. Right now, scientists are hard at work analyzing the rest of it, all 18,000 years. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.